Circumstances of being here at Christmas are over, I was observing the audience and seeing how we're blessed by so many wonderful devotees. In fact, it's my misfortune that I'm missing out on the Holy Name Retreat. Normally I'm there, but service called in one sense, but I want to acknowledge that sitting around, all around us are Harinam Gurus, teachers of the Holy Name, teachers who have dedicated their lives to knowing the way, going the way, and showing the way, so to say. They are none other than Mother Jagatarini, Gaurijan Prabhu, Niranj Maharaj is here, and Prashant Mataji, and of course His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj is here as well. And in the presence of such greatness, then I think that even though whatever limitations I have, I feel that we're carried by a different energy. It's understood that when we have the blessings of the Vaishnavas, then we get the kripa of Gaur-Nitai. And so, with that in mind, praying for mercy. I wanted to acknowledge His Holiness Kadamba Kanan Maharaj, who last year we had this program with. And he actually had a vision that we make this an annual festival. And then I get a call from Sachinanda Maharaj before the retreat started, and he said the exact same thing. That he has a vision that this will become an annual festival. And with Kadamba Kanan Maharaj in mind, he used to say this often, that he used to say it humbly, of course, he used to call himself a mercy case, that we're made by the mercy of devotees. There's no such thing as a self-made person, only prayers and blessings. And so with that in mind, maybe we can pray during this kirtan that we receive blessings, we receive the empowerment, we receive the instructions, the inspiration to perhaps turn our kirtan from less the karaoke style kirtan and more into trying to chant for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And this is a tall order, lofty thing from a chubby young person sitting up front, but let me tell you, I will try my best, but you also have to give me some reciprocation to also try your best also. Are you with me? Please join me in chanting the pranam mantras to Srila Prabhupada. Namaste, Sarasvati. Kirtan comes from the root word kirt, which means to glorify. If I can invite you to close the eyes and glorify Krishna with your chanting, if you're already doing this, thank you. And if I'm inviting those who are maybe elsewhere, the mind is elsewhere, please be with us here and now. Let's chant together, let's chant together. Deep breath. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sarova, the lake of flowers.
It is because here Radha and Krishna perform pastimes surrounding flowers. Shrimati Radharani and the gopis come in this area and pick flowers, and Krishna says, stop, these are flowers that belong to the god of love. Who are you to pick these? And then the gopis engage in conversation with Krishna. Who are you to stop us? So many nice loving pastimes. Please do take your seat. We have a few things, and then the last kirtan is coming. I hear we have a guest of Anna, or guest of Anna's, and we want to properly acknowledge you. Thank you so much. Your smile gives us so much happiness. And we, our Gora, Goswami, will...
Yeah. Thank you. Today, we would like to have a special thank you to Rakesh Sharmaji. He is the main sanchalak of whole of Govardhan with RSS, and he is the main in charge of the whole of committee in the whole of Govardhan region itself. Should we just say three Hari Bol slogans? Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Rakesh ji, aapko bahut bahut dhanyawad. Aapki wajah se ye
pura ho paya.
Thank you very, very much. And isn't this a wonderful setting with the lights, with this very, very divine atmosphere? Before the last kirtan, I would like to introduce you all, but most of you know him, Kabulidhan Prabhu. Kabulidhan Prabhu and his good wife Jagatarini, whom I first saw on an international movie as a movie star. And later I met her, and she was by then a devoted lady with Zari and everything. So the two of them, Bhuvijan and his good wife, Jagatarini, and a few other devotees had started 20 years ago the Govardhan retreat, where we teach or where we tell Krishna Katha and sing kirtans. And I would like our Bhuvijan Prabhu to address all of us. Perhaps you stand here. Oh, here's also good. The light is right in your face. But you look a little spooky with the light. Right. I would say here.
Namaste, Sri Devi, all the Bhagavad Gita, and the Supreme Lord, 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 the Chaitanya Mahavishnam, Kapi Samadhyam Vikale, Jayam, Nikata Gamayam, Nidachi Shalapi Samadhyam. Namaste Kapati Vishka, Kripas Nidhaya Vita, Kapitanam Kapi Nidhaya Vita, Kapitanam So happy to be here. Our Satchinandana Swami, so the Satchinandana Swami has mentioned something about the pastimes or the activities of Krishna and his beloved gopis at Kushan Sarovar, at this place. So we hear these pastimes, and they are very, very cute and very, very sweet, because Krishna teases the gopis and they respond with clever words, and he sits on the branch of a tree unknown to Srimati Radharani, who's picking the flowers, and then he's sitting there, and just as he's holding on to the flower branch, he moves to the side and the branch goes in the air, and she is stranded with her feet off the ground. And everyone laughs, and then she's dependent upon Krishna to let her down. So cute. So very cute. But what we should understand, if we are fortunate, is that what makes them not just cute, but transcendental, which means beyond this world, in a different realm, is that Krishna is so beautiful. He is so attractive. He is so effulgent. And his smile is completely captivating. In his eyes move this side to that side, and his eyebrows are moving. He's playing his flute. And he attracts everyone, because that is what Krishna means. He who attracts everyone. So if someone was teasing us in this way, you can't pick the flowers here and the other, no, I can, and they argue. But when this is done by someone who is so effulgently attractive and so beautiful, Shamam Haranya Pariti Vanamalayavaha Tator Pravala Natavara. He's dressed in the colors of a dancing actor on stage, and his turban is perhaps blue, sometimes some green, and his cloth, his dress is effulgent like gold, and he himself is effulgent. And again, that smile, and his dancing eyes, and his flute playing. Not of this world. Not of this world and this world. We play in the land of the reflection. We play in the land of the reflection, and we wonder why there is no taste. There's only a promise, but no taste of the sweetness that is actually in the reality of that realm, in relationship to Krishna. And then, Golokeha Prema Dana, then the holy names come. And by chanting Krishna's names, as Maharaj and the devotees have been speaking of, and amazing musicians, but by chanting Krishna's names, a taste of that realm, a taste from that spiritual realm, of the realm of this realm that we live in, is a reflection of, that descends into the heart like a very fine fragrance. Subtle perhaps, but that realm descends into the heart of an individual, and there's a taste there like that subtle fragrance. There's a taste there that is not of this world, because it is of that world. Through the holy names of Krishna, through the Sankirtan that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote, a taste, and that taste is our wealth. That taste is our true wealth. So when we chant in any place, any city, any place in the world that is so amazing, but when we chant in Sri Vrindavan Dham, at Govardhan, at Kusum Sarovar, all around these places, these very magical places of Vrindavan, which are so special because although they externally seem so simple and externally have plastic bags and other things here and there, but everyone who comes to this land, if their eyes are open, if their ears are open, and if their heart is even slightly open, can understand this place is not ordinary. It is extraordinary. And one can see, not see exactly, but if there was a thin cloth in front of us right now, right over here, and there was backlighting over here, we could somehow perceive that something was going on beyond that cloth, but we couldn't quite see it. And that is the experience of being in Vrindavan. And when the chanting of Krishna's names, the Sankirtan, the Hare Krishna mantra goes on in Vrindavan with an open heart, and our kirtaniers have been, at least for me, very expert in opening my very closed heart. And all of you and your sincere chanting have also helped in that way. And all the expert singers and musicians, they have also put their devotion into their playing, into their chanting. And therefore, in Vrindavan, in this amazing place of Kusum Sarovar, where wonderful pastimes are taking place, we can sense so clearly in the holy names that there is a spiritual world that has a different taste, and I want to taste that again and again and again and be part of that. So let us all together take a moment to thank the devotees who participated and organized this program for us, and take a moment to thank Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Guru, Giriraj Govardhan, and just in a prayerful way, in our own mind, in our own words, in our own hearts, put our hands to our heart, which opens up the heart, and in our own words, again, offer some grateful prayers of thanks for having been allowed to participate in this experience.